Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute has released its preliminary report on the status of biodiversity in the southern part of Alberta. Almost half the population of Alberta lives here, and the human impact on the grasslands is significant. This report looks at the status of native birds, native vascular plants, and armored mites. The Institute has measured an overall value of 54% intactness for these species. Jim Herbers is the ABMI's Director of Information.
I think it's a snapshot of where we're at. I mean, certainly southern Alberta has had well over a century of industrial activity, of policies and management activities to support our local farming communities, to support our energy sector development, and to support the places where we live. Most of us live in southern Alberta. There's a lot of demands on that land base. There's interest in understanding where we're at today and then having a dialogue with Albertans about where we want to be in the next 10 years, 20 years, half a century. So what do we want to see in the future and pass on to future generations?
The report on the status of biodiversity in southern Alberta is available online at abmi.ca. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Technology Futures. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.